Hey everybody, welcome to the Match Point Tennis Podcast. I'm your host, USPTA Elite Professional Nicholas Bennett. Welcome to episode number 13, High Percentage Doubles. So, one of the big things I think about with doubles is that most players, most recreational players, are doubles players. I think a lot of us believe that we're going to get all our glory playing singles in USTA leagues after we graduate high school, but most of the time we're playing doubles, whether it's drills classes at the club you're in, playing USTA leagues, playing USTA tournaments. Most of us spend time playing doubles. As we get older, doubles is easier on the body. We don't have to cover as much court. And, you know, I think we do a big injustice when we're teaching younger kids how to play doubles. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about high percentage doubles. And I want to give you four things to think about the next time you go on court and you're playing doubles. Number one, you probably heard this all the time, is get the first serve in. A lot of us, including myself, will go out there after we get loosened up and start bombing, trying to throw haymakers into the court. But how effective is that? How many first serves are we actually making? Well, statistics show that if you make your first serve, 75% of points in doubles, you're going to win by making your first serve. That's 3 out of every 4 points you're going to win. So if you're thinking about a game, if you're making 4 first serves a game, you're going to win 3 points. So you're probably most likely only going to play 4 or 5 points in a game, and then you're going to be done. And that puts a ton of pressure on your opponents. If you're making a lot of first serves and you're winning points easily and you're getting through your service holds easily, that puts pressure on the other team to stay either ahead of you or to try to catch up or be equal to you in game score. So it does put a lot of pressure on them. So how do you hit more first serves in? Well, you give yourself a little more margin for error. Maybe you're not going for lines. And the biggest thing you can do is instead of serving at 100% speed, maybe serve at 75% of your normal speed. Take something off of it. Put a little more spin on the serve. Now, you have to be able to do that, right? You have to already know how to put spin on the serve. You can't just say, well, I'll just hit it less and I'll be fine. Or if you dink the serve, if you're a really a beginner player and you're dinking serves in, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to win 75% of your points, okay? So if you're hitting little floaters in for your first serve, this isn't going to mean, oh, I'm going to win 3 out of 4 of these, no problem. You know, you've got to have the pace on it. So, you know, when I say 75% of your points, you know, there has to probably be some level of speed or comfort on speed that is going to allow you to your opponents to make more errors and miss because of the placement of your serve and the power of your serve. So the number one thing I want to talk to you about is get that first serve in. Take a little bit off that first serve, okay? You're gonna win statistically more points. It's gonna allow your net partner to maybe be more aggressive, because usually on a first serve, returners are not as aggressive. So it really is an advantage to the serving team. Okay. Number two, taking the net first as a team. When you take the net as a team, it's the most effective way you can win points. Now, I put an asterisk by this, because if you're not a great net player and you're better at back, you might want to stay back and play and come in when you can. Now, this doesn't mean we serve and run in on everything, okay? You have to come in, and both of you have to come in when it's effective, when you have the other team on the run. Maybe you hit deep down the middle, they don't get it. Maybe you lob over the net player's head. But you want to try to take the net first when the opportunity presents itself. We don't want to just say, run into the net and I'm going to win points, okay? That's not a good idea. You have to know when and where to come in. And so you're coaching and your players, when you're coaching your players, you have to explain to them, okay, you don't just serve and come in on everything. If the player on the other side has a really great return and they're just killing you on the second serve, maybe you have to stay back and hit some ground strokes and try to work your way in. Playing 2 at the net is the most effective ways. It creates more angles for you to hit when you're up there. If you're closer to the net, you can hit down, you know, depending on your location, you can hit down more on volleys at their feet, which would cause them to pop up tennis balls to you to put away. So at the net, you're putting pressure, if they're back, you're putting pressure on the other team, okay, to hit something big. They're maybe not used to passing somebody. Maybe they don't have a great lob, but there's added pressure to them. And you're creating more angles for yourself. So you're putting yourself in the best position possible to win the point. And that's the key to doubles. And again, I'd put that asterisk by it. If you're a better one up, one back, and that's how you play most effective, great. It will be harder if you're playing a two-up team. If that team takes the net first, they're probably going to win more points, okay? It's just how the game works, okay? Especially if you're playing back and you're playing against two players at the net, it's going to be hard to pass both of them. You're not hitting a lot of winners from the baseline. Your job from the baseline when you're playing doubles is not to hit winners. It's to try to set up your net player. It's to avoid their net player. But if both of them are at the net, you might have to have a heck of a lob, or it's going to be really hard to pass them too, right? So take the net when you can and work on that. Number three, my third piece of advice is play the ball down the middle. If you ask anybody I coach, they'll tell you that one of the things I always say, down the middle solves a riddle. We've all heard that before. Down the middle solves a riddle in doubles. Number one, when you hit down the middle, and especially if it's, you know, you're new, it's a new season, if you're playing high school doubles or maybe a tournament, and maybe you're playing a couple of guys that don't normally always play together, if you're hitting down the middle, you're forcing the other two players to communicate. Now, generally speaking, when you hit down the middle, most likely whoever has the forehand in the middle will take the shot, okay? They will hit the ball because the forehand technically probably is their better shot, right? But you're forcing them to communicate, and you can win so many points like that because they might just stop and say, oh, I thought you had it, and that's great. So that's putting pressure on them. It's putting pressure on them to communicate, and you can hit low. And the second thing it's doing is going to be taking away angles on their next shot, because when you play down the middle of the court, there's less angles that they're going to have to work with. They're going to have to generate angles themselves. So you're hitting down the middle, maybe at their feet, you're causing some confusion, okay? If you're hitting deep down the middle, they might be popping the ball up, okay? High ball of the net, you're able to change direction or hit right back to them, and you're taking away their angles. So that's a great way to play deep down the middle. You don't always have to create angles, and I think a lot of times we think we do. We're at the net, we have to hit these cute angles, and you don't. You play down the middle, right? If you hit it down the middle of the court, you're going over the lowest part of the net. In doubles, you're taking away their angles, and you're causing them confusion. So those are the great ways, okay, great ways to win points in doubles. And finally, my last piece of advice is, we've already hit on this, but we're asking you in doubles, you want to force your opponent to hit up, okay? When they hit up, that ball goes above the net. And when your net players, when the ball's above the net, you're able to hit down on it. And I would say, depending on how close you are, if you're just inside the service line, you don't want to necessarily be hitting down. But if you're forcing them to hit up on the ball, right? If you're forcing them to hit up on the ball, you're able to poach more if you're the net player. If you see them low, the other saying I have, when it's low, you go. So if I'm at the net and my partner serves and he hits a good return, let's say my partner's returning, and he returns by the net player, and the server from the other team's coming in, and I see a low backhand volley down the middle, I am going to go. I'm going to pinch or poach. I'm getting ready to go, because when it's low, you go, because they can't really control the ball. They have to hit up on the ball. And when the ball is above the net, high percentage volleys or high percentage tennis means you can hit the volley right back where it came from. You can also change its direction, and you're also able to hit down on the ball. And that's really important. Down on the ball, you can close out points. And when you're hitting down on the ball, even if they get it, they're hitting back up to you. So you're really taking control of the point. Okay. So the next time you're out on the doubles court and you're playing a match, I want you to think of high percentage doubles. I want you to think of these four things. Get your first serve in. Try to take the net as a team. Down the middle solves riddle. Play more balls down the middle and force your opponents to hit up on the ball. And if you do this, I guarantee that you're going to play better doubles and you're probably going to win more matches. So this is USPTA Elite Professional Nick Bennett, episode number 13, High Percentage Doubles, and we'll see you next time.